Lusaka woman allegedly murders stepchildren. Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has cautioned against the manipulation of the ongoing delimitation exercise. In international news, South Africa's debt stabilizes for first time in 17 years. And in sports news, Copper Queens set for Namibia showdown in COSAFA semi-final.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. A 26-year-old housewife from Lusaka's Beenwood Cess 4 area has been arrested for allegedly murdering her two stepchildren by throwing them into the Ngwerere River. Mary Kachirika is in police custody following the tragic incident involving the two minors aged 6 and 2. The arrest came after a report filed on February 25, 2026, at around 14:30 hours by Mr. Titus Kamanga, a resident of Minwood, Kwamwena, says 5. According to Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha, Mr. Kamanga reported that his second wife allegedly threw his two children from his first marriage to Fani Kanyunji into the river. The incident reportedly occurred around noon near the Ngwerere River in Minwood, says 5. Preliminary investigations suggest that Mr. Kamanga is in a polygamous marriage and married Kachilika on January 10, 2025. Tensions between the wives have been noted, likely stemming from jealousy over children. On the day of the incident, Mr. Kamanga was at work while his first wife was engaged in house chores. Upon checking, she discovered they were missing and followed the sound of their cries towards the river. Up the river, she encountered a local fisherman, 28, who had witnessed Kachilika allegedly throwing the children into the river. Police and fire brigade personnel have since visited the scene, but the bodies of the two children have not yet been recovered. Search operations are still ongoing. As of this morning, the children's bodies have not yet been located. The family will announce funeral arrangements once the retrieval of the deceased is complete. Currently, family members are gathered in Chamba Valley and are preparing to assist in the search with police guidance.
The Zambia Police Service, through Charleston Police Station, have detained Mary Kachilika, age 26, of Minwood, Kwamwena, Phase 4, for the alleged murder of two children, aged 6 years and 2 years respectively. The arrest follows a report received on February 25, 2026, at around 14:30 hours by Kwamwena Police Post from Mr. Titus Kamanga, age 29 of Minwood, Kwamwena Phase 5. Mr. Kamanga reported that his second wife, Mary Kachilika, allegedly threw his two children from his first wife, Fani Kanyunji, age 26, into the Ngwerere River. The incident is alleged to have occurred around 12 hours near Ngwerere River in Minwood, Phase 5. Preliminary investigations indicate that the complainant is in a polygamous marriage, having married his second wife on January 10, 2025. The second wife reportedly has experienced disputes arising from jealousy, as one wife has children while the other does not.
Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has cautioned against the manipulation of the ongoing delimitation exercise, insisting that the constitutional process must not be used as the political survival tool for underperforming members of parliament. DPP President Antonio Mwanza expressed concern that some intended lawmakers who have failed to deliver tangible development, effective oversight, or meaningful representation, are viewing the exercise as an opportunity to restructure the political routine. Mr. Mwanza says that the limitation is intended to enhance equal representation and increase governance in line with constitutional provisions and should not serve as a reference for underperformance or a shield against accountability. He argued that the MPs have felt said that it was found that electoral boundaries must be determined strictly by population data and constitutional requirements, not by political security or personal interest. He maintains that law reform process should be driven by intellect, desperation for political survival, and assuring that the integrity of the democratic framework must take precedence over individual ambitions.
That the ongoing implementation exercise must not become a political survival tool for members of parliament to have failed to do that. The implementation is a constitutional process which is meant to enhance fair representation, and it's not a mechanism to rescue members of parliament that failed to afford to deliver in the 2016 election. Where members of parliament are not going to the solution is not going to draw these boundaries by ensuring accountability from the ballot by allowing the people in those office positions to remove their members from the parliament.
In another development, the only member of parliament given to the Kamulua has fought for the radical overhaul from the political system, describing the current party-based structure as totally broken. Speaking during an interview in a popular political podcast, Mwenga defined existing political parties, saying they have strayed from serving the people and are instead being used as tools for personal gain and consolidation of power. She warned that the same political parties continue to dominate the country's leadership while allegedly promoting what she terms dictatorial kind of leadership. Mwenga argued that Zambia needs a people-driven and people-centered leadership model, suggesting that an independent presidency, free from party control, would be more accountable to citizens and less influenced by partisan interests. She also expressed concern over a retiring pattern of politicians shifting allegiance between parties, citing moves from the United Party, from the United National Independence Party, to the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, then the Patriotic Front, and more recently, the United Party for National Development. She maintains that Zambia must move away from politics of personal benefit and instead embrace leadership that truly prioritizes the needs and aspirations of its citizens.
I always preach that the political party system is totally broken in our country. If you look at the same political party, as the ones now are pushing for a dictatorial kind of leadership in our country, because it's all about individuals, or to appease an individual. Now imagine if I'm an independent president, how will I come up with such laws so that I can cling to power? It will be people-driven or people-centered kind of leadership. I've realized that we've had political party systems for a long time in our country, and yet these political party systems, they just changed from those who were in need. Some of them found themselves in NNG, they went to PF, now they've moved to UPNG. What they do is about, I'll say to them, what do they have?
In another development, MTN Zambia has expanded its Kongola loans marketplace with the addition of Kwanza loans, further increasing access to short-term credit for customers across the country. The service, available through MTN Mobile Money, allows users to apply for loans via USSD, receive funds instantly into their Momo wallet, and repay conveniently within agreed terms. Kwanza loans joins other lending partners on the Kongola platform, including Kasaka loans, Extra Cash loans, Extra loans, Kastata, and Debtful loans. Speaking on the development, MTN Mobile Money Chief Executive Officer Komba Malekutina said the expansion strengthens Momo's position as digital financial services platform. He said Kongola is designed to give customers choice and convenience by bringing multiple lenders onto one trusted platform, enabling access to collateral-free credit quickly and safely. The marketplace serves small traders, informal workers, salaried employees, and entrepreneurs in both urban and rural areas, where access to traditional bank credit remains limited. The expansion follows strong performance reported in 2025, when MTN Mobile Money disbursed about 3 billion kwacha in collateral-free loans, with most lending partners reporting single-digit default rates. Approved loans under the Kongola marketplace are disbursed recently, helping customers manage agents' financial needs efficiently. In international news, Ethiopia's President Tayache Asker Selassie